The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Turn back towards Earth and all these lovely documents on the next segment. Phyllis Schlafly, who had them try to take over Eagle Forum. Breaking internal campaign memo projects Trump will win 1,400 delegates at GOP convention. Why Democrats are becoming the party of the 1%. We're going to be getting to a lot of key information. Look, here's the deal. I've never covered UFOs and all this other stuff. The elite are obsessed with it. The new X-Files character, according to Chris Carter, you know, the TV host is based on yours truly. And so at a certain point, I've got to start segueing into looking at what's happening. The elite believe in their real cosmology that they are the heirs of this advanced future and that they are going to be the advanced humans that get to go forward. But first, the Earth has to be cleansed of the infestation of 90% of the population. And the elite believe that they are communicating with these, you know, fallen angels or whatever. I mean, that's what goes on at Bohemian Grove. I never really believed in any of this stuff. I just want to know why the elite are so obsessed with it. But you look at Christian cosmology and other ancient cultures, it fits. Standeo.com is our guest. We'll have him back on to get more into the esoteric sometime. But specifically, let's take Masons. Pre-Christianity, you know, there's the builder guilds, and you didn't just go to a university. You know, mathematics and stuff was very valuable. So it also had a lot of religious stuff mixed in with it, the mystery schools of Egypt and others. George Washington was a Mason, but he warned of the Illuminati taking over the Masons and, you know, in a bunch of letters. And I think he was a great guy. Many of our founders were. So when people just say, you know, Masons are on the side of Lucifer, well, Albert Pike was a Mason. He certainly said that. He wrote that, one of the most influential. To me, that's a takeover, and it's kind of gone back and forth. Any institution can get taken over. I'm not a Mason. Had a lot of ancestors that were Masons who were really good people. So when you say that, I mean, I agree with you that modern Masonry at the top is a mystery school that worships Lucifer. That's what they learn at the 33rd degree. But that, to me, is a takeover of the Masonic idea, just like they've taken over all these symbols. So in the last 2-3 minutes, what's your view on that?
I agree. I've known many Freemasons in my life. In fact, I've been such good friends with 18th degree and above Freemasons that I have been allowed to read in their library in a number one lodge. I couldn't write or photograph anything, but I could memorize what I got there. So they respected the work I had done and what I was speaking about publicly, but they were not the superstructure that has taken over the Masonic guilds. Adam Weishaupt started that, realized that you could get into one of these secret societies, move up the ranks to a very high level, and then start tricking people at the higher level into a side organization that was clearly apart from the objectives of the original, like, Masonic order. So I don't go after, you know, people and condemn them for being Freemasons. The majority of them are doing
that. Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's it. I mean, George Washington was very honorable. He was one of them, and he warned it was being taken over.
Yeah, he was right. He was very right. And what was that? That was around the time that Adam Weishaupt over at Ingolstadt, you know, in Bavaria. Was
That's right. We had our real revolution. They were creating a counterfeit of it.
That's right. That's right. And there's a lot more we need to study. I just encourage people to do that and not to watch too much TV. Get into the
room. I agree. Standeo.com. Let's get you back in a couple months and not a year this time. You got 1 minute left. Thank you so much for your time. When do you, just looking at all the maps, I know it's dead reckoning, but you've been proven really accurate. When do you think the big one's coming, and what's the most dangerous area on the West Coast?
Most dangerous area, I believe, is the Juan de Fuca area, and I expect that any tick of the clock, but primarily when you have a full moon or a new moon, when the gravitational stress is on the surface of the planet the greatest. Jim Berglund, you know, his theory about that I do agree with, and we're approaching that tomorrow. Not that I'm saying that the great one's coming tomorrow, but the stresses are building. So watch for full moons and new moon periods. A day or so either side for the triggering of the great ones. And that occurs twice a month. So
what about the Midwest and what about places like Austin? What about the fault lines here? A lot of stuff's becoming active again.
Well, yeah, and I think that formation there that runs across Texas was probably partly a result of the Chicxulub meteor impact down in the Gulf at the Yucatan Peninsula. So when the fault lines of the world start to shake, and I think it's because the core of the planet is heating up, our magnetic poles are beginning to switch, and we're going to see shortly.
Sure, we'll talk to you soon. Amazing, sir. Amazing.
An offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
She's been one of the hardest working people when it comes to promoting Americana. Phyllis Schlafly, founder of Eagle Forum, best-selling author of A Choice Not an Echo, created the conservative movement and carried the torch on from Barry Goldwater. And so much of what we have left of basic freedom in this country is due to her hard work and the Eagle Forum. And she's a constitutional lawyer, eagleforum.org. She's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Her video message is at eagleforum.org. And she's put this message out. She's now coming on the radio live to talk about it. A very, very sad story, a very, very sad chapter. I personally liked Ted Cruz when he was a senator, had concerns about his connections to some of the more neoconish Rockefeller Republicans like the Bushes and the Goldman Sachs issues and the TPP issues, but I likely did in the Senate overall. Now we've seen all the dirty tricks. We've seen the lying about Carson quitting. We've seen the going and getting him to cancel entire elections and just give him the delegates, and then he calls it a landslide of the people. Even Sean Hannity yesterday, we played it last hour, said, stop it. Stop saying it's a landslide. There was no election in Colorado and many other states. When there was an election, Donald Trump got nearly 60% of the vote in New York. In the rural areas, Ted Cruz got the New York values inside the city. So this is a serious issue. And then about a week and a half ago, the big national news, WorldNet Daily covered it, Drudge covered it, InfoWars covered it, Phyllis Schlafly, if you just joined us, there was an attempted coup inside our organization. Here's the headline from Dr. Corsi, an attempted coup to fire her and to basically change the direction to put the powerful organization with great grassroots conservatives behind Ted Cruz. Phyllis Schlafly, my board plotted to fire me over Trump. Now, I've talked to high-level people in the Trump campaign who talked directly to people high-level in the Cruz campaign. They confirmed that that was directed, according to them, and everything I've been told by Stone, who's on tomorrow, by the way, he moved from today to tomorrow, Roger Stone, has turned out to be deadly accurate, that that was directed by the people in the Cruz camp high up. And it just shows you, if they think your vote doesn't count, well, now maybe Phyllis Schlafly's organization doesn't count. And so reportedly, operatives connected to him came in and did this. We're going to get directly from Phyllis Schlafly, who doesn't pull any punches, but she also doesn't like to stir up trouble. But this isn't stirring up trouble to get to the bottom of what's happening here and hopefully have an investigation. I know she's learned probably more since she put out her video a few days ago. Mrs. Schlafly, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to join you and happy to have a chance to tell you what's going on. There just seem to be a couple of people in my organization who think they can run Eagle Forum better than I can. But we've built, I think, the most unique and successful organization in the conservative movement. And most of them are volunteers. I'm a volunteer. All my state presidents are volunteers. And we have a very small paid staff. But We have built an organization that candidates for office all seek our endorsement. And they like to have our endorsement because they know it's meaningful. We have taught people that politics is where the action is, and we want them to be active in politics.
Absolutely. Normally, phones aren't clear. Yours is very clear. It's a bit overdriven, ma'am, if you can just back off your receiver a tiny bit. But we did hear pretty much what you said. Please continue with as best you know now what happened, because I think what happened to this important patriotic organization, what they attempted to do, the import of it goes to the character of someone who wants to be president. So can you break down specifically what happened in the attempted, what some have called, mugging of Eagle Forum?
Well, the attempt is to use my endorsement of Donald Trump. You know, he came to St. Louis, had a big rally, and I introduced him, and I met him with him before he went on stage and asked him to support the Republican platform. And he promised to support the Republican platform. And that's important to me. I've had a big hand in writing it. It's pro-life. It's pro-marriage. It's pro-national sovereignty, which is very important to me. Military, it's not just strong enough to have a good military. We've got to be superior. And then our enemies will respect us, and our friends will rely on us. And anyway, he did, and so I endorsed him. And I guess there's about half of our people are for Cruz, and about half of them are for Trump. And I didn't object to the ones who endorsed Cruz. I said, you've got free speech. You can endorse anybody you want.
Well, I mean, I interview you every few months. You make really salient, central points that other pundits aren't even making. You're obviously super sharp. My grandmother's 90. She's super sharp, has a lot of wisdom that I don't have as well. It's just so insulting to try to, in the dead of night, you know, steal the organization from you and just claim it's because you supported Donald Trump. It really shows this rhino establishment desperately trying to dominate and control the grassroots. Can you speak to specifically the tactics that were used and what you think about this whole event and what you think about the reports that Ted Cruz operatives were involved?
Well, I think they must have been, because all of this fight started when somebody came to me and gave me a list of about a dozen Eagle leaders, Eagle members, who were endorsing Cruz. And they did it in a way that made it look like it was Eagle Forum doing it. But nevertheless, I decided not to say anything. Let them do it. That's free speech. And okay. Unfortunately, following that, one of them made a robocall in behalf of Cruz, and a number of them have been using it. I suspect that they've been letting the Cruz campaign use some of my list, which they have leaked to them.
Wow, that's bombshell. I hadn't heard that yet directly from Phyllis Schlafly right now. So she's researching. It looks like they had list. She got calls from other members.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing they've done is to divide up my family. It's my daughter is with the group that is leading me in this the assault on my leadership, and they want to get rid of my sons, who are extremely valuable in my organization. One of them is both a lawyer and an accountant, and he's very good with the money. He always errs on the safe side of things.
Well, Phyllis, that's amazing. I mean, not just getting rid of you claiming you were old, but now your son, a long-term member, lawyer, and accountant involved in an organization that's been so selfless.
And then we've got another son they want to get rid of, and he's the one who's written a lot of these amicus briefs that we've filed with the Supreme Court in important cases. And we have a very wonderful collection of these briefs, and you'll be interested. In one of those briefs we filed, I don't remember which one it was, the ACLU filed a brief asking the court not to read Eagle Forum's brief.
Remember that. Phyllis, getting back to the list, this is amazing. So people are getting robocalls.
Somehow they had access to some of my list, and I don't think that was very nice.
So you took the high road, let high-level members of the Eagle Forum go out and basically ignore what your main endorsement and just in-your-face endorse Cruz, as they were the Eagle Forum misrepresenting, and then suddenly robocalls as if Cruz, I guess, had already thought he was running Eagle Forum. Are you going to formally ask them to return any list or stop using your name?
Well, I'm trying to say that these other people are not representing Eagle Forum. I represent Eagle Forum, and they tried to throw me out, but at any rate, I'm still here. And I intend to be here.
I was reading Dr. Corsi, who I know has spoken to you at WorldNet Daily about the kind of the chain of events, but specifically, break down for us, ma'am, if you can, and we're going to go to break, come back with five more minutes to finish up about the general election with you and your book being republished. But getting into the specifics.
Well, if anybody wants to know why I endorse Trump, you've got to read the book A Choice, Not an Echo, because I have been fighting the kingmakers. The kingmakers are a lot of rich people who think they are appointed to designate who the Republican nominees are and who should be the president of the United States. And I don't think so. I think the grassroots are entitled to vote for the candidate.
That's choice. What you said on my show for 21 years is what you've been saying for 50 years. That's what you stand for,
right?
is conservative populism.
That's correct. And the kingmakers have had their way. You know, I tell people I've been to every Republican convention since 1952, and I was there when the late, great Senator Everett Dirksen, one of our greatest Republican speakers, said on the floor of the convention, I've forgotten which one it was, talking about the kingmakers then, "We followed you before, and you led us down the road to defeat." Well, the kingmakers really don't care whether the Republicans or Democrats win, just so their people they can pay off and control.
And we're seeing that arrogance now, where even the Republican establishment, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, say, "Fine, we'll take Hillary over Donald Trump," because they just want to maintain power.
Yes, that is correct. And I want the grassroots to win, and I think we got a chance with Trump.
That's why they're scared to death of him. Man, we're going to go to break and come back, and I want to talk more about the election with you, the book being republished, A Choice, Not an Echo. But just briefly when we return, though, the specifics, because I was reading the news about them trying to get your bank account, the companies, you know, the organization, the tax-free group. I mean, they were trying a takeover and failed, which shows how fraudulent it was, thank God. And it just goes to the whole attitude of Ted Cruz and his henchmen trying to shark in and take over this organization. Truly sickening.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IVC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs, but now the FDA warns that these IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IVC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IVC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Every move you make, every breath you take, Ted Cruz and Hillary, we're watching you. And people are really seeing through Ted Cruz right now. Sean Hannity blew up at him yesterday and said, stop saying you're winning elections. You're canceling them. That's a big deal. Phyllis Schlafly, the biggest conservative patriot icon living out there, who's been around the longest fighting. We just had some very interesting discussions in that break. Ma'am, if you can recap the case against Cruz, obviously the robocalls, them having your list, the pressure that you were put under to go along with this, the attempted coup, and then now where you see all this going, Phyllis?
Well, it must be that somebody who betrayed the among our old people gave some of the list to Cruz, because I found that the Cruz people were calling some of our eagles and trying to line them up for Cruz. Well, I did not authorize that, and that's not on my plan at all. I think Trump is the best bet, because he's the one who would really kick the kingmaker where it hurts. And if you were your choice, not an echo, you'll know why I think they're the biggest threat to our country. And they need to be taken out of control and not allowed to run our country. The people who are seem to try to be taking over have a lot of talent, but it's not enough to be able to run a good business of company, which my daughter does. She's built a very fine business. It's not enough even to make a good speech, which there are a lot of people who can do that.
So to be clear, you were positioning your daughter to take over that of Eagle Forum.
And at one time.
Yeah, but
at one time. And then I realized, you know, a lot of our people wanted us to pick Michelle Bachmann. And she certainly has a lot of talent, very fine speaker and so forth. But she knew nothing about running an organization. And she knew nothing about politics out of her south side of her own domain. And I think you got to love politics, which is what I do.
So to be clear, you were already moving your daughter Anne out of the succession to run the organization, and then she got mad and tried a coup. Is that what happened?
That's pretty much what happened, yes. And she lined up with some of the people who thought they could get good jobs with Eagle Forum if they got rid of me.
Have you talked to Anne since this happened?
I've talked to her a few times, and she's trying to tell me she's just doing this for my benefit. But I don't need somebody to do something for my benefit. I've gotten along quite well all these years.
Yeah, folks always try to take something away from somebody they didn't build for their benefit, Phyllis. Isn't that the way Bernie operates?
Yeah, that's right. But I just got an awful lot of loyal people who know that I've been faithful to them, and I think they will be faithful to me.
Well, ma'am, how could you not be for Trump, even though he has some issues? And how could I not be when the communist Chinese, the biggest murderers in history, threaten us and say we can't have him, and the Mexican presidents and the socialist pope and all the communists and every other special interest and the big multinationals and Goldman Sachs? You know a man or a woman by their enemies. And Donald Trump's got...
I don't know if you know, but I started out in my active life fighting the communists in the years when the communist threat in the Soviet Union was the biggest danger to our country.
No, I know you did, ma'am.
So we all knew that when Reagan said it was the evil empire, we knew he knew what he was talking about.
But do you think Donald Trump could be as great as Reagan?
Well, I'll tell you, there were a lot of problems with Reagan when we backed him. I'll tell you, the big issue was in 1980, and that's an interesting story of what went on behind the headlines. I urge you to get my new edition of A Choice on an Echo, which tells you the shenanigans they tried to pull in order to outfox Reagan.
Well, I agree. I agree that they're going to try the shenanigans they did in 1980 again. I don't think they're going to get away with it. But in closing, Pat Buchanan has said, even if we get Trump, the West is done. The West is doomed. I don't really agree with Pat on that.
No. I don't accept that everything's lost. Where there's life, there's hope.
All right, we've got 45 seconds left. Closing comment, Phyllis Schlafly. I want to say congratulations for surviving the mugging, the coup. What else do you have to say about Ted Cruz in closing?
Well, I don't think he's the right one for president, because I really don't think he can do the things that need to be done. I think Trump isn't perfect, but I'll tell you, Reagan was not perfect when we elected him in 1980. And he grew to adopt a full conservative agenda later on. But we made the right choice, and he became the greatest president of the 20th century.
Phyllis?
But I think Trump should go into that.
All right, Phyllis Schlafly, let me say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much. What an amazing lady, folks. She really is a great lady. I read her books. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I host the first 3 hours. Then we have one of the great crew members, anchors, come on and host the fourth. A lot of times I co-host Segway right into that fourth hour as well. Today it's David Knight, who does it a lot of the time, at least twice a week. Does a wonderful job. Paul Watson yesterday from London, England. As Cruz fades, it's Hillary or bust for the New World Order. That's what he's going to be covering next hour. Central Bank's revenge as Andrew Jackson is removed from the $20 bill. I'm going to cover this too. We look at his war against the foreign megabanks of his day. The Taiwan brawl of cakes. or the Tawana Brawl of cakes. Gay pastor busted for cake fake to make himself a victim. Yeah, it turns out Whole Foods had the video surveillance of him getting the cake that said one thing and then ended up having fag put on it. Every day, I see articles about false flags, or in this case, false fags, pun intended. By the way, I'm not somebody that likes to use pejorative words that are hurtful to people. But when people begin to try to take over all language and say mother, father, he, she, or say, hey, she's a nice lady or anything, it's bad. It's brainwashing. Remember what happened with Jerry Seinfeld and his 13-year-old daughter. He said, we're going to move back to New York from the countryside so you can meet more boys. And she said, saying boys and girls is sexist. And he thought, oh, my daughter's just ignorant. No, Seinfeld, that's the brainwashing, where actual words in mass are banned. And then the only way you are a hero is you go and you're abused by someone. And every day there is a Muslim woman or a Muslim man or a black lady or a Hispanic man or on and on and on who put a swastika on their dorm room or burn a cross in their yard or say somebody stabbed them or carved in words on their faces. And sometimes white people do it too. Oh, three black guys jumped me into this. And I see that in the news too. The point is, that's why a lot of times in criminology, the cops, if somebody is the first one on the scene of a burned down house, they ask, well, what were you doing? Or a lot of times there's this criminology. Most firefighters are the best people in the world. But there are some people that are pyromaniacs, so they become firefighters. It's like some people are pedophiles, so they become school teachers. Doesn't mean school teachers on average are pedophiles. It's just that there is a smaller number of them that are, but not compared to the general public. There's a larger number. And now, hate crime hoax. Black student admits she was behind the threat to kill all blacks at King University. Well, yeah, we can go in, and we've done reports on this years ago. I should do some more, and we can look how it's the same IP address, posing as a racist black person and as a racist white person. Now, we don't know whether they're white or black or it's a bot doing it, but it goes on to change the discussion, to take it over. There's another one. That was just last week. Fake hate crime. Woman admits she lied about white man slashing her, calling her a terrorist. Yeah, the Muslim woman did the added goodie that was a white guy on top of it. That's why radical Islam really merges nicely with the left, its whole persecution complex. So the reason I digress off into that is just reading what he says he's going to be covering some coming up, David Knight, in the fourth hour. But it's a business now to go into a barber shop that's for men, where they don't curl hair and they don't color hair. They trim beards and mustaches and cut men's hair. It'd be like if I went into a bikini waxing facility for women and said, wax my bikini. They would refuse me. Now, would I then sue them? Do they hate me because I'm a man? No. They tailor businesses towards men or towards women. And they're just taking it a step further with the lawyers saying, no, you're doing that because you're hateful. And this is a way to create internal strife and internal warfare in this country. It'd be like a woman going to a doctor who is for men and their sexual organs. Going to a doctor that specializes in that and saying, doctor, I want you to remove my testicles, say, hypothetically. The doctor says, you don't have any. I'm not going to treat you. Then you sue them. This has actually happened before. Because they wouldn't do the surgery. This is mental illness being given a entrance, an entree into life to sabotage us. That's why the CIA declassified Congress a few years ago what we already knew, that deviant art was being financed by the government. You want to have deviant art? That's your business. Don't make me pay for it. And they did it, they said, to confuse people for the next level of moral destruction. And let me just be clear. I'm not up here as some guy that sees a woman in a miniskirt and blushes because I'm such a moral guy. I go to church three times a week and I have never committed a sin. I'm a really good, I'm perfect. As you grow older, your palate widens, your tastes change, you get more, quote, sophisticated. I'm not up here judging anybody. But I'll tell you, as I get even older, I become more conservative and dial back my thoughts, my actions, things like that. But I'm not up here judging anybody. But they sell modern liberalism as it's just a bunch of sex and drugs and partying. When liberalism is more freedom, lower taxes, and a more open society. The system doesn't care if you have a bunch of abortions and die of a drug overdose on drugs they shipped in. They want you to think that's your really cool, sexy liberty is to, you know, just tell the most vile, bizarre, comedic stories you can, and everyone bows down to it because it's the most over-the-top thing they've ever seen. They're replacing high culture and high art and putting in its place the most ugly to sabotage society. And there are, again, declassified and even mainstream news articles admitting in Soviet countries and in our country in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they went for a move, even when buildings were more expensive, to make them ugly, squat, soulless, to oppress the soul so that you would accept not aiming high. So the elites on their own corporate and governmental reservations could enjoy the beautiful and raise themselves to a higher level. There's the London Independent. Modern art was a CIA weapon. So that's what I'm getting at here when I talk about this. And they're also at war with women, with men, with the human condition, with the human species. The globalists operate, as I've said, like they're space aliens. I'm not saying they are. But they are ending our genetic future. They are twisting and mutilating our actual genetics, not just beginning to reduce our populations. They are targeting the most intelligent for soft kill. They are sabotaging us. And they know what they're doing. But if you're conscious of their operation, it's game over. If you're conscious that when you do something decadent or do something destructive, that it's part of the human condition and that they've set things up to try to make you only live in that world, then you're in control of the paradigm yourself and your mind knows how to deal with it and basically get you out of it. But instead, they sell being in the gutter as the most beautiful, wonderful thing in the world, and like it's some great accomplishment that you've had. So just be aware of that. They want you to fail. They want you to be miserable. They want you to be unhappy. They want you out of the way. They want to steal the future. They want to control the future. And they admit they're doing that. And they're, in fact, can we queue up the 3-minute video I never got to yesterday? That's kind of a compilation of some of the social justice warriors we videotaped on the road in the last month. The crew has just acting like total freaks. And this isn't even the worst stuff out there. These are dumbed down, unhealthy, angry people that want to shut free speech down. And this is what the universities have paid to create and paid to put out, with the faculty attacking students' free speech and muscling people and attacking people. This isn't something aberrant. It's a bunch of people that watch Madison Avenue TV with the Kardashians, who feel ugly, who feel inadequate, and who want an identity. Not an identity of renaissance or of freedom, but I'm a tranny, is what the guy says, and I'm going to spit in your face, even though you're being nice to me, because you hate me. Even though the people don't hate you. The identity is not just that you're a man who identifies as a woman. I'm not attacking you for that. It's that you're out there following a template to shut down free speech, spitting in people's faces, in our crew's faces, and stomping around angry on a power trip, and you're following a program of bullying put into you as you get Yale professors fired because they put out an email because they were over the program saying people are allowed free speech and they're allowed to have costume parties. And so they scream and yell, oh, no, I'm scared, while they bully him. They see InfoWars shirts. They scream, InfoWars, I'm scared, I'm hurt, get me a psychologist. So they claim they have a beef against your speech, that your speech hurt them, so it's gone. This is the essence of domination, the essence of them conquering us, where they tell cultures and systems and families, you go die in the corner. And now that you're an individual going and getting a worthless college education, they want to screw you up as bad as they can, so you're so broke back and so chipped on your shoulder and so mentally ill that when you get out of the four-year degree, you go back and get another four-year degree and then another three-year degree or another two-year degree, hoping somehow you're going to get fulfilled by the pop culture and by the media when the whole thing was designed to not fulfill you. The whole thing was designed to ruin you. The whole thing was designed to make you just desperately angry, desperately unhappy, and use the tribal programming you have for ancient survival to create new ghosts of phantom tribes, of brown bags and words you heard, and white men must fall, and this is your time to rise, and you're going to have something. Bernie's going to give you free things. Hillary. When it's the mega elites of the Saudi Arabians, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the communist Chinese that killed 80-plus million people, training you with all this, and then they export out of the U.S. all over the world to other countries this mental illness, where everyone just starts fighting with each other and being totally unhappy, and men against women and women against men, and just all of this psychological weaponized fifth generation warfare that they admit is warfare to hurt you. And you can show these social justice warriors, all right, here's MIT, here's the Wall Street Journal, here's a paper written in the 70s adopted as policy by the Carnegie Endowment to break up the family and make women totally alone and hateful and then wed them to the state by age 40 to then really exacerbate their bitterness and help create change agents to accelerate the collapse of the human species. I mean, these are, I just basically paraphrase paragraphs we've read on air. I mean, I can say, here's the weapon plan. And they'll go, I don't care, we are ugly and deserve to die. Humans are evil. And the ones who get through that actually see it, they go, that's right. And we are going to kill everybody. I want to kill my children. I want to be ugly. They're like, wow, boy, you really are liberal, aren't you? They're all like that. I'm ugly and I stink. I love Satan. Because they just have nothing. And they get more and more depressed as the system doesn't fulfill them. They get more and more unhappy. Nothing delivers them. So they just get deeper in and go, if I just buy into the system more. And finally, it's just devil worship and evil and nihilism and just bleh. But they won't kill themselves. They'll wallow around hating everyone that isn't in their miserable condition. Let's go ahead and go to some of this compilation. Here it is. Like I said, I'm going to play the compilation I gave you guys yesterday that Rob did put together. And then we're going to play that.
No, you need to get out. You need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey,
hit pause. Back it up. I'm going to start it over. Thank you. I'm going to start from the beginning, guys. Again, this is about her moment to get violent. Her moment of power. She's a general now. See, men have been removed. All real culture has been removed. Now women are desperate. They don't know. See, they're not happy. They've got to be a general. They've got to go out and fight. And they saw a white male with a camera. This is our park. Get me some muscle over here. This is her coming of age, like an 18-year-old man joining the Marines because daddy did it. But when the men cease to be men, the women will become men, but they will become asexual drones of the state. And this is the drone. This is the rise of the robot right here. And this is because of the failure of men to protect women who are the species. The woman early on in utero decides what to do with the fetus, and depending culturally what's going on, different things give rise. And so women have been captured, as Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. 80% of advertising targets women. We're a show that mainly targets men. Women listen. And by targeting men, we didn't come out and say, I target men. I'm a man. I have a male message. And I have real men listening to this show who understand that it's about the species. But this woman thinks the species is the enemy because she works for this big operation, you know, Skeletor back here, the eugenics death combine. I could deprogram her in one weekend, though, with all the case study documents. And everything. I could deprogram that woman. The problem is I can't reach all these people. Let's play some more. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you need to get out. You need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need to bustle over here.
Stay quiet.
You know, hit pause. I'm going to come back and play the whole thing in the next segment, and the David Knight's coming up, but I just want to add something. There's a bunch of this. I'm trying to stop free speech. Notice there's always Muslim women at these demonstrations. Let's say Muslim women are, what, 1-2% of the U.S. population, maybe 3. And they're not allowed to talk outside their house if their main line was taken over Islam. They're not allowed to. They're slaves. But they're always there to make sure the West knows, especially white males and Christians know, hey, you even existing gets in my way. And then the jihadis are more than happy to have their wives and daughters out, you know, out there with their arms crossed all mad in the freest country in the world, bitching about everything.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh, it's such a nice place.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
My emotions had an echo.
Your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Now this guy knows what he's talking about. Ha ha, when you're out there.
And when
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
I know so much. I've been studying this. Anybody can do this, though. It's been 25 years. I know how they operate. I know what their backstory is. I know their algorithm. And you just see the whole thing. You see the code of the Matrix. Speaking of this, I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news about this. Rich Americans seek black market brain implants in bid to plug into artificial intelligence matrix. It's like thumbprints 15 years ago to get into your Mercedes or whatever, or, you know, the fancier computers. They make the slavery cool. The self-driving cars, Audi and Mercedes and Toyota, are already coming out on the nicest models. And then you're paying for your own enslavement. But there you go. I wrote about that, you know, in a book 16 years ago. People made fun of me, and I was going off DARPA documents. It's already going on. The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed, as many futurists have said. When we start the next segment, I'm going to go ahead and announce that Bernie Sanders meme contest 2 weeks late. But I always do the contest, though, just sometimes late. So that's coming up. Right now, let me play this social justice warrior clip since I mentioned it, and they put it together. Just a few of them suppressing free speech. And then separately, we are extending the BrainForce nootropic one more day, but then I promise it is over because the supplies, the sales have been very successful. We're extending it 45% off retail, 25% off regular sales price. DNA Force is back in stock and so much more. And your purchase of the products, I want to thank you all. It does make everything we do here possible. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical site. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Let's go ahead and go out to break. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with some of the social justice warriors. Here it is.
No, you need to get out. You need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
And no matter where you are, it's a safe space they control. They now say the streets are theirs. He's not allowed to have feet.
For all humans. You can't have enough research, and you're just going along with what everyone else is saying. So go do some research, come back with some quotes, okay? You
don't have to spits on him. And in the full video, he's the Trump people are so nice. The InfoWars folks, who are in InfoWars shirts, are so nice to the quote, tranny.
You just spit on my face. You have not done that. By sending out that email, that goes against your position.
They're like just scummy hate people. They're also stupid. That's all he has there.
Why the fuck did you accept the position? Who the fuck hired you?
I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about
that's
me,
professors we have for speech, man.
Down.
And we don't stop him. I'm scared.
It is not. You understand that? It's about creating a home here. You're not doing that.
You're supposed to be an advocate.
We got everything's coming.
Shut
up. I got everything. Hey, do we have the clip in there where they see InfoWars shirts? They go,
How do you explain that? If freshmen come here, they think this is what Yale is? Do you hear that? They're going to leave. They're going to transfer because
she's screaming so loud, it's bouncing off buildings 100 yards away.
You should not sleep at night.
See how dumb everybody is. It's real dumb. I mean, these kids are, I call them kids because they're just like arrested development, just walking around like, F you. Well, what's your view? I'm not an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. I watch MSNBC. Can't even talk. Don't say father. Don't say mother. They're like demons. Like, no father, no mother, no humans. Humans are evil. Kill everyone. I love Satan. It's interdimensional, folks. They're demon possessed, I guess. The more footage you watch them, it's just. We come from the pit of hell. The planet's ours. All they do is watch TV. They have no soul, have no brain. I guess stuff out of hell entered them. I mean, whatever. I mean, is Rachel Maddow of the planet? Obviously not. A goblin creature she is. Yoda needed to defeat her. All right, I'm having some comedy fun here. Yes. MSNBC will say I'm being serious. I think I kind of am. Everybody knows, don't you? We'll be back in 70 seconds.